The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody's tired by the time the workday is over, but some people are claiming they're so tired that when they go to make dinner, they actually fall asleep.
How do you fall asleep making dinner?
I don't know, and that sounds like a major hazard.
Yes, it does.
It's like, oh, I fell asleep and I had stuff on the stove. That's not smart. I will say there are days that I'm like, I'm too tired, I don't want to cook, let's go out to eat somewhere. But I'm not falling asleep while I'm making dinner.
Yeah, well, you can relate to this and have an opinion on this much more than I can, because I can barely cook, so it's hard for someone to fall asleep to put something in the microwave for 2 minutes.
Well, and that's still cooking. You had some effort. You put some effort into it. I'll give you that.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Because I'm going to claim that the days that I make my kids chicken tenders in the microwave, that's cooking too.
Oh, no, because you said I was cooking. I say you are too. Good.
Yeah, out of this survey, 77% of people admitted that there were days when they were just too tired to cook. 100% believe that.
Yeah, of course.
There's those days where you're like, it's not happening. But as far as actually cooking weekly, I will say on an average, I cook at least 5 to 6 nights a week.
That's very impressive. I don't think you should actually cook that much. Yeah, I think you need at least 2 to 3 days where you order in or go out.
It's usually the day that like practice runs late, it's, you know, or both boys have baseball practice that I'm like, forget it, we're going to go drive through something. But just last week I told you there was a day I was like, I'm too tired, we're not going to cook, and we went to Chronic Tacos because
you need
I was
to do
like
that.
I don't want to cook.
I'll be honest with you, I hate cooking. I don't enjoy it. I've got better at it. I can just do the very basics now. Before it was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't enjoy it, so it's very hard for me not to eat out every night, because I really enjoy going out to dinner. The issue was, I was going out to dinner for a while every night. I became broke.
Right. It catches up after a while.
It's unbelievable. So I have to learn the basics. So now I try and go out probably 3 nights a week.
Oh, so on average, you're cooking 4 nights a week.
Yeah, I try and do that.
Okay.
I make a concerted effort. Yeah.
Is yours more so during the week you stay home and on the weekends you go out?
On the weekends, I always go out.
Yeah.
I have to. It makes me feel good. I enjoy it.
Okay. On average, how many nights a week are you actually cooking dinner? And yes, if it goes in the microwave, that's cooking. We're counting that as cooking.
I'm interested to know this. 888-431-3764. Call or give us a text. I personally try and cook about 3-4 nights a week, which is microwaving a meal from Trader Joe's or something. But you're
still
saying
cooking.
You're saying that's acceptable.
You put some effort into it. I'll give you that as cooking.
951 says, I work as a cook for a living, so I cook at least 5 days a week. On top of that, I'm nearly cooked in at home at least 4 days a week. So he's cooking out and in.
Wow. Christine, how many nights a week are you actually cooking dinner?
I cook every night. I've got an 11-year-old.
Every night? I give you credit for that, because that was one thing I remember during the pandemic, because you couldn't go anywhere, trying to come up with something for the family to eat. And 7 nights a week, that's a big job.
It's just, I don't know how you do it. Do you actually enjoy it? Do you enjoy cooking?
Sometimes. If it's like a relaxing, I'm making something I really like, then yes. But sometimes it's those stressful nights of I'm trying to cook, the kids are at the kitchen table doing their homework, and they're like, Mom, what's this? Mom, can you help me cut this? And I'm like, I just want to get everything done and on the table.
I've openly told you that my mum was the worst cook in history of the world.
Right.
And my dad doesn't cook at all. So it was just never, ever brought up in me. And I regret that, because I have to microwave stuff.
Well, the 909 says we cook 6 nights a week. My children have actually learned a lot in the kitchen. And sometimes they'll even do the cooking. They're 14, 12, and 10.
That's impressive.
See, I was impressed because yesterday Carter was like, Mom, I'm going to make myself a snack. And I was like, okay, he's probably going to get, you know, chips or something. And he made himself chicken nuggets in the microwave. And I was like, yes.
That's a start. How old is he? 9?
Yep.
And he does the same levels cooking as I do at 38. 9 and 9 says, I cook every night. We might go out twice a month. I don't care if I work an 8-hour day. I still cook every night so that my boyfriend will do my laundry.
So there's the trade-off. I'll cook, you do the laundry. How many nights a week are you actually cooking dinner? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.